喂，
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为我们在主耶稣里面是弟兄姊妹。
Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all brothers and sisters.
无论我们从哪里来，我们敬拜的是同一个神。
No matter where we come from, but we are worshiping the one same God.
我们希望今天通过主你的话语，在你的话语上面彼此相交。
Lord, we pray that through your words today that we can have fellowship with each other.
也希望圣灵提醒我们，能够把我们做得不好的地方能够改过来。
And we also ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us so we can see all the wrong things in our life so we can correct them.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And please listen to our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
从前有两个人。
There's once upon a time there's two persons.
一个是卖面包的。
And one is selling the bread.
一个呢就是卖牛油的。
And one is selling the butter.
他们有一个约定。
And they have one commitment.
就是呢每一天你送我一磅牛油呢我就送你一磅面包。
And every day if you give me 1 pound of the butter, I will give you 1 pound of the bread.
一直以来呢都是相安无事。
And they live and having a business harmony.
直到有一天。
And until one day,
面包先生呢发觉呢他的牛油呢不够一磅。
And the bread maker found out that the butter that from the butter man is less than 1 pound.
所以呢他就把这个事情呢告到这个法官的面前。
And the bread man and sued this thing to in front of the judge.
法官听了。
And after the judge heard that,
他说很简单呢这个案。
And the judge said, it's a very simple case.
一定呢就是这个牛油先生呢在这个砝码上面动了手脚。
It must be that the butter man have some trick in his way.
只有把所有的这些证物拿到这个法官面前把它评一评就可以解决了。
And you can bring all this, the ways and everything that in front of the judge, then we can make this matter even.
那么呢，所有证物拿到前面来的时候呢，就发觉呢，他这个有一个天平。
And when all everything brought to the judge and the judge found out the weight.
那么还有就是有牛油也有面包啊。
And there's butter and bread.
那么但是呢没有砝码的。
But there's no weight.
所以呢他这个法官就问牛油先生你怎么你的砝码在哪里啊你没有砝码你怎么知道一磅牛油有多重啊
And the judge said you only have scales but without the weight. How do you know how much the butter weighs?
牛油先生呢他说我不用砝码的。
And the butterman said I never use weight.
我只需要呢我们猜一下。我只需要呢把面包先生送来的面包放在一边放我的牛油放在另外一边那么就是一磅了。
And the butterman said I only need to put the bread on one side and the butter on one side if they're even then that's it.
那偷东西这个事情呢在我们这社会是很普遍的。
Stealing is very common in the societies.
特别呢就是我们的东西给人偷了我们马上就发现。
Especially when our stuff is stolen by others, then we can find out easily find out right away.
但是的问题就是你平常有没有偷人家的东西。
But the matter is, have you ever steal from others?
好像呢，这个面包先生呢，他每一天都给人家不够一磅的时候，他自己也不 没有发生，就是他没有看见自己其实是偷人家的东西。
The bread maker that every day he gave the butterman £1 of bread, but he never pay attention. He is actually didn't give enough pound of the bread.
今天我们看十诫里面的第八诫。
Today we'll study the eighth commandment, of the Ten Commandments.
那么呢，这个呢就是不可偷盗。
And it is that you shall not steal.
那么我们先来看呢，这句话的意思是什么
？And first, we want to understand the meaning of this command.
偷盗的意思呢，就是在没有得到对方同意。底下你私自拿了别人的东西。
And stealing is to take that which belongs to another without his consent or knowledge.
不可偷盗这个命令其实是保障社会的和谐。
And this command actually is trying to help the harmonize the society.
因为当你的财产跟你的拥有权被保护的时候呢，这个社会才有这个和谐。
There's only the harmony when people's possession and ownership are under the protection.
所以呢，我们今天呢，就是从这两个方向去了解不可偷盗。
And today we will consider two aspects of this the meaning of you shall not steal.
所以呢，我们不可偷盗在圣经里面包括什么呢
？So what does that include? For you shall not stealing.
所以第一个呢就是偷东西了。
The first is stealing.
那么在我们刚念的经文里面呢，其实也有提到，其实就包括从前的社会里面呢，他你可以偷人家的牛啊、羊啊，还有你进人的家里面去偷东西。
We just read some verses from Exodus chapter 2, and you can steal others' ox, sheep, or go to somebody's house and break in and steal their possessions.
那这个是比较明显的对不可偷盗的一个应用。
And these are the obvious example applications for you shall not stealing.
但是呢，其实呢，不可偷盗呢，在圣经里面拆开，我们看见呢，就是也包括不能拐带人口。
And in the Bible, we also understand that you shall not steal. This command also includes abducted person.
生命记二十四章第七节里面呢，讲到告诉我们呢，如果你拐带别人的时候呢，其实呢你要判死刑的。
And in the Deuteronomy chapter 24, it's the Bible tells us if you abduct another person, it is a capital crime.
这个因为人的命也是人的财产。
Because the human's life is also one kind of a possession.
如果我们回到我们今天读的经文出埃及记二十二章的时候呢，你一直读下去的时候呢，你会发觉圣经谈到不可偷盗的时候呢，也包括如果你因为你的疏忽的时候呢，带来别人的损失，这个也是包括在这个命令里面。
If you continue to read Exodus chapter 22, here the command talking about stealing, not just steal people's things, but also if you neglect other people's belongings and possessions, that you should take care of, that also is called stealing.
好像呢，二十二章的第五节里面，他说，人若在田间或在葡萄园里放牲畜，任凭着牲畜上别人的田里去吃，就必拿自己田间上好的和葡萄园上上好的赔还。
And here it says, verse 5 to 6 in chapter 22, Exodus says, if anyone grazes their livestock in a field or vineyard and lets them stray, and they graze in someone else's field, the offender must make restitution from the best of their own field or vineyard.
你有没有因为你的疏忽呢，伤害了你 人居的财产。
Is there any like your negligence that you damaged others' possession?
比方说，有些人呢，让他的宠物在他人居的草地上面大小便。
For example, if somebody let their pet to poop or pee in their land, in their lawn.
比方说呢，你疏忽了你的草地哈，让你草地上面的野草这些种子呢，就是播放在你邻居的草地上面。
Or you neglect taking care of your lawn, and there's too many weeds grow out and also spread to other people's lawn.
还有有的时候呢，就是我们这个声音呢，就是这个噪音，就是破坏了你邻居的安宁。其实也这个也是我们，你可以说也是可以包括在不可偷盗这条经文里面。
And also sometimes maybe there's like a noises from our house or you know affect our neighbors. That also belongs to you shall not steal.
因为不可偷盗他的精神就是保障人家的财产跟拥有权。
And the you shall not the meaning and spirit of the you shall not steal includes that you do not damage others' possession or the ownership of their possession.
那如果我们再看下去这段经文的时候呢，你会发觉呢，不可偷盗也包括你有没有做一个尽力的一个看守的人。
And if we continue to read the verses in Exodus chapter 22, and also mentioned, we shall not be a careless caretaker.
这个呢，就是22章7到13节里面，他说，如果你承诺了做一个看守的人，但是呢，你看守的东西它掉了。比方是给人偷了，比方他是死掉了，比方他是受伤了，那么呢除非你能够证明呢不是你的责任，要不然呢你都要赔。
So it's in verse 7 to 12, then here says, if you promise somebody to take care of their possessions, and if because of your careless caring that you lost it or damaged it, if you can justify that it's not your responsibility, then it's not your problem. But if it is, then you're also guilty of stealing.
就是十二节讲到了，如果他这些东西你承诺去看守的，别人偷了，你必须要赔偿。
And the verse 12 said, if the animal was stolen from the neighbor, restitution must be made to the owner.
你有没有承诺别人帮他看守东西的？
Have you ever promised others to take care of their things?
我们中间的年轻人，爸爸妈妈有没有告诉你，你帮我看看弟弟妹妹，我要出去一阵子，有没有这样子要求你？
And the youth among us, have your parents ever asked you to take care of your younger brothers, sisters while I'm gone?
那么爸爸妈妈回来的时候，发觉弟弟妹妹不见了，或者受伤了，他问你他们在哪里？你通常这些年轻人就说 ，I don't know.
When the parents came home and they found out that the younger ones are gone or get hurt, then they usually ask what happened, where are they? Then you probably will say that I don't know.
你知道神呢要求我们，如果你承诺做一个看守的人，这个就是你的责任。
But God required us that if you promise to take care of something or somebody, then you need to do the duty.
你不能说我不知道他发生什么事，我不知道这些东西在哪里。
You can't just say that I don't know or I don't care what happened.
所以这个让我们 你要考虑清楚，就是你有没有这个能力去做一个看守的人。如果你没有的时候，你就不要承诺别人。
And before you take the responsibilities, you need to think clearly. Are you capable of taking care of this responsibility? If you are not, you shouldn't make the promise.
所以呢，你这里你看见呢，只是一个社会的和谐，只是建立在人与人之间这个诚信上面。
And from here, then you know the harmony of a society is built based upon the relationship between people and how they respect and trust one another.
下一个应用的地方呢，你会发现呢，就是不可偷盗也讲到一个度界的一个问题。
And another aspect for this command is regarding the leasing and the lending.
当你借人家的东西呢，圣经就是其实他的希望就是你借来的时候是怎么样，你还给别人的时候应该是怎么样。
And when you borrow something from somebody, the Bible teaches us you should return that thing as it's your first time you borrowed from that person.
如果这个东西弄坏了或者死掉了，那么呢是你的，如果是借回来的时候呢，是你的责任去赔偿。
If that thing is damaged or lost or dead, but it's your responsibility to make the restitution.
但是呢，圣经也告诉我们呢，如果这个东西是租回来的时候呢，那么呢，却不一样，因为呢，你在租金里面呢是包括你，好像包括了这个。破坏的风险在里面。
And if this thing is leasing, is leased or landed to you, and there's a different situation because during the leasing time that you are actually paying the owner.
这些东西的事情呢，其实在朋友与朋友之间呢是很普遍的一个事情。
This kind of thing is happened very common between friends.
但是呢，如果我们没有遵守背后神的要求的时候呢，其实是破坏了你跟你的朋友之间的关系。
If we do not obey God's command regarding the leasing and lending matters, that will damage your friendship.
我们很多时候呢，这些东西就是一借就不会回头了哈。
Sometimes we commit the things that we borrow, but we never return.
你知道这个就是跟偷是没有分别的。
This is not much difference from stealing.
在诗篇里面呢，37:21呢有一句话，他说：“恶人借贷而不偿还。”
And in Psalm 37:21 says, "The wicked borrow and do not repay."
我神学院里面呢有一个教授，他每一本书上面都写这句话在上面的。
And there's a professor in the seminary, every his book he wrote this verse on there.
我知道了，很多时候我们不是故意的，去借了人家的东西不还，但是你要了解神是，他是要求我们，就是你借回来的是怎么样，你还给人的时候也是怎么样。
I understand that most of the time we probably did not intentionally borrow people's things and do not return. But the Bible teaches us when you borrow, you need to pay back, you need to return back.
下一段呢，有关不可偷盗的应用呢，是只是呢跟我们在做交易上面有关系。
The next aspect is regarding the doing business.
就是呢，在交易上面呢，我们不能行诡诈。
And when we do business with others, we should not cheat.
这个就是上面第25:13的时候讲到了，你囊中不可有大小不一样的砝码。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25, verse 13 says, you do not have two differing weights in your bag.
这个其实呢，跟我们平常的生活呢是很有关系。
And this is very related to our daily life.
因为你想想，我们的工作其实就是一个交易。
And actually, our work is sort of like doing business all the time.
你跟你的老板其实是有一个协议，就是。那你做几天 OK 一个礼拜做这么多时间的，那么你的薪金就是多少。
Now you and your employer have this agreement that this is how many days you work and the company the employer pay you this much.
所以如果你偷懒发现呢，你看世界杯 OK 那么在应该工作的时候没有去工作的时候，其实你就是偷你老板的东西了。
If you do not work hard, and sometimes you know you're lazy, or now work watching the World Cup soccer World Cup game, then you're actually stealing from your employer.
还有呢，有的时候呢，比方说，我们会找人去为你做一些工程呢，但是呢，你没有按你的合同里面去。完成你的工程，或者你没有，我们说你是偷工减料的，这些也是在圣经里面不可偷盗这个句话里面包括，我们不应该是这样子做。
Sometimes we ask the people do some business contract with us, and we probably you know do not follow the agreement the covenant, and use less materials or raw materials, and these are all included in the belong to the stealing category.
在立位记六章第三节里面呢，讲到另外一个情形是有关。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, then there's another aspect of stealing.
这个就是呢，你在路上捡了这个行路上，捡了东西的话。在路上有人遗失了东西，然后你见到你把它捡了，就把它当成你自己的。
And this is that you found something lost, nobody claims it, then you grab it and keep it for yourself.
其实神呢希望我们，如果你见到一个遗失的东西的时候，他是希望你还给这个。
And God wants us when we find some lost properties, and we should return to the owner.
但是我们今天呢，很多人呢，就是我说，上捡到，
there's a certain blind customer.
然后呢，他就去 Dairy Queen 去买东西，午饭的时候去 Dairy Queen 买东西。
He went to Dairy Queen to get a lunch.
然后呢，他就拿钱出来的时候呢，不小心呢，把20块掉在地上。
And when he took money out of his purse, then he accidentally dropped a $20 bill on the floor.
因为这个人是瞎眼的。所以他不知道。
Because he is blind, he doesn't realize that.
然后他后面站在一个女人。
And there's a woman stood behind her. behind him.
然后呢，他捡到二十块，就马上把它放在自己的钱包里面。
And that woman picked up that $20 bill and put it in her purse.
但是呢，其实这个事情呢，每一个人在这个店里面都看见。
And there's many people in that store saw this matter.
然后呢，这个员工啊，这个 Dairy Queen 的一个十九岁的一个员工。那么就跟这个劫了人家钱的这个女人，她说你要把这个钱还给这个下眼的人。
And there's a 19-year-old young man who is working in Dairy Queen, and he confronted that woman and he told her you should return that $20 bill to this blind customer.
但是这个女人说，这个钱是我的。
But that woman said this is my money now.
那么这个员工呢，这个助理他说，那么他说，我们 Dairy Queen 呢就不做你生意，请你离开。
And this young man called Joey, and he said, "We will not sell you anything from our store, and please leave this store."
当然，这个女人就很不高兴，在骂他，但是他还是离开。
But this woman, of course, very angry, and she left.
但是这个员工助理呢，他回来以后，就是这个事情过了以后，他就去找这个下野的人，他就说，我代表 Dairy Queen 送你二十块。
And later, this boy, this young man, Joey, he told that a blind man said, I represent the Dairy Queen, to give you that $20 back.
其实这个二十块是他自己拿出来送给下人。
But this $20 actually is from his possession, his own money.
那这个事情呢，他没有告诉任何人有关这个事情。
He didn't tell anybody this matter, what he has done to this blind customer.
但是呢，有一天，这个店的老板就收到一封信，是。当天有一个客人见到这件事情，他就写一封信给这个 Dairy Queen 的老板。
And the boss of this Dairy Queen one day received a letter from a customer.
然后其实这个人客就是称赞这个年轻人周宇所做的事情。
And this customer in this letter actually praised the young man Joey what he has done for that.
然后这个老板听了以后呢，就叫周宇来。他说，为什么你没有告诉我当天所发生的事情？
And the boss called over Joey over and asked why you don't tell me, you didn't tell me this matter.
Joey 说，其实我不觉得有什么大不了。
Joey said, I don't think this is that, such a big matter.
然后这个老板就把他收到这封信了，就放在他的店里的bulletin board上面，然后就钉在上面。
And this boss that actually pinned this letter on the bulletin board of this store.
你知道我们现在年轻人都有手机吗？
You know that a lot of people, especially young people, have cell phones now.
然后他见到这封信的时候呢，他第一个反应就是拍一个照 post 上 Facebook 上面。
And some of the people that they just took the picture and posted the picture in the Facebook.
没有想到呢，这样子做哈，就是一传十，十传百，最后呢传到这个Oprah 的show也去知道这个事情。
And this thing is spread so big from one people to ten to many people. Then there's a show called Winfrey Opera. She actually knows this matter too.
在我们社会里面呢，鬼诈的交易，或者呢，就是你捡到人家掉在地上的钱呢，这些事情呢是很普遍的。
In our society, then there's the cheating thing, the doing business, and people lost things, then other people took it for themselves. It's very common.
但是你知道，当你遵守神的命令的时候呢，你就会好像在黑暗里面的一个明灯一样。
But do you know that when you obey God's command, you will be like a light in the darkness?
你会得到人家的称赞。
you will be praised by others. You will especially praised by God.
那我们这个事情呢是九月份，去年九月份发生的。
This thing matter happened last September.
所以当时的这个店其实是在 Hopkins， 在这里也不太远的。
This Dairy Queen actually is in the city of Hopkins, very close to us.
然后呢，这个事情呢，连 Dairy Queen 的CEO 也知道了之后。
And also the CEO of the Dairy Queen knows this matter now.
然后你最后你知道这个Dairy Queen 怎么奖励这个咒语呢？
Do you know how the Dairy Queen rewarded this employee, Huey?
第一，就是这个巴菲特呢，就是打电话，就是跟这个 Joey 邀请他到他近年的股东会里面跟他见面。
The famous Warren Buffet invites Huey. To the Good Samaritan Dairy Queen, the Good Samaritan Dairy Queen employee to shareholders meeting.
原因呢，就是巴菲特呢是 Dairy Queen 的大股东，所以他邀请了 Joey 来跟他见面。
Because Mr. Buffet is the biggest shareholder of Dairy Queen.
还有呢，就是其他人知道有一件事情的时候，其中有一个人他知道呢，这个 Joey 很喜欢看这个 NASCAR。赛车的事情，所以呢，他就送他一个票去看这个Daytona 500。
And one person that knows that Dewey, this teenager loves to watch in racing cars, so he gave him a ticket to a trip to watch Daytona 500 racing.
那我们不知道，如果你遵守不可偷盗的事情的时候。你会不会得到这样子的一个称赞？
We don't know that if you obey the command, you shall not steal, if you will get a similar reward.
但是呢，我可以保证你，你虽然你很可能不会拿到这样子的称赞，但是你在神面前，你得到神的称赞。
I can tell you, you probably won't get such a prize, but I know that you will get praise from God.
另外一样事情有关偷盗的，就是呢应用在不可抢夺这些从人。
Another application of you shall not steal is you do not exploit the poor.
其实呢，从人呢是常常给这个社会里面赐福的。
And oftentimes that the poor are neglected by the society.
原因就是他们什么都没有。
Because they don't have nothing.
所以呢，他就没有这个能力跟这些老板呢，这些人呢跟他讨价还价。
And they don't have the capability or even the same level to argue or negotiate with others.
所以很多老板就给他们很低的工资。
That's why the employer probably gave them a very low salary.
或者呢，他给他们好高的利息，这钱给他们，因为他们知道这些人呢是很穷，很需要钱。
Or they charge them very high interest for leasing.
当这些人呢没有钱去还他的债的时候，就把他们的产业也抢过了。
When the poor cannot afford to pay back the leasing, then they will take the ownership of the poor people's possession.
我们看下一章，你会看见呢，我们的神其实很关心这些穷人。
If you read the Bible, you will see our God is very highly regarded and care about the poor people.
生命记15:7-8呢，神特别是希望我们松开手照顾这些穷的弟兄姊妹。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 8 says, God would rather us to open-handed and freely lend whatever they needed.
他在生命记24:3下一个我们看见的，就是如果这个是弟兄姊妹哈，那么你借钱给他的时候，你不能受利息。
And especially in the chapter 23, God said, if there are brothers, you do not charge your fellow brothers interest when you lend money to them. And you should not take their belongings to for the overnight. And the last application is regarding our offering.
我们人呢, 不单只可以偷人家的东西,
and the people that are we sinners, that we do not only steal from people, we also steal from God.
马拉基书3:8-9节的时候呢，神说， 人岂可以, 堕垂神之物？
And in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 says, will a mere mortal rob God, but yet you rob me?
那么以色列人就问, 我在什么时候抢夺神的东西呢?
But the Israelites asked God, how are we robbing you?
神就告诉他, 在这个食物奉献上面, and
God told them in the tithes and the offerings, if you do not give me what you should give to me, that you are stealing.
是的是的,
and the Job that understand that the Lord gives and the Lord also takes away.
神呢今天在圣经里面呢提醒我们不可偷盗。
And in the Bible that God remind us we shall not steal.
我不知道呢圣灵有没有提醒你你有在哪一方面没有做得到。
I don't know if whether the Holy Spirit reminded you if anywhere that you are stealing.
我们呢,
we should not put off the
Holy Spirit remind us, okay, we should not put it off.
Yeah, we should not put off the Holy Spirit.
And
oftentimes when the Holy Spirit reminds us, we always can find an excuse.
好像呢,这个面包先生跟牛油先生的故事,
it's just like the story of that bread man and the butter man.
他们就会说, 对方没有给我一半, 所以我也不会给他一半。
And they probably say, well, he didn't give me enough, and I will not give him the enough.
我们很多时候说, 因为公司剥削我, 所以我才偷懒。
And sometimes we will say, because the company robbed me so much, that's why I'm kind of lazy with my work.
有一次呢，发生在我自己的一个故事。
And there's a story happened actually to me.
我买了一套一本的动画。
And I purchased the cartoon, series of cartoon books.
是在其实是 DVD, 是在 Amazon 上面买的。
I purchased this cartoon DVD from Amazon.com.
买了回来以后呢，我就发觉这个包装不太像正版。
And when I got the real thing, I saw the this is not a real like original.
但是你知道这些东西，它都会是版权所有什么什么什么，它都会把这些事情写在上面的。But
you will notice that everything you order that they will have this copyright on the front.
所以我就没有理会，就开始看了。
So I just didn't pay too much attention and start watching.
看了一部分以后，觉得累了，所以就去睡觉。
And after I watched for a while, I felt tired, then I went to sleep.
第二天起来的时候呢，灵修的时候呢，然后圣灵就。
And the next morning when I got up and I was doing my devotion and the Holy Spirit reminded me.
如果这个东西是盗版的，那么你就是偷人家的，你看盗版的东西，你就是偷人家的东西。
And I was reminded that if this thing is not actually the real the original one, then if you are watching the one without the copyright, that you are actually stealing.
你知道我第一个反应是什么？
And you know what's my first reaction?
Amazon 怎么可能卖盗版的东西呢？没有这个可能的嘛。
How could it be possible that Amazon.com selling things that without the copyright?
但是呢，圣灵就是你，就是会不断的提醒我。
But the Holy Spirit continue reminds me.
所以呢，我当时呢就做了一个决定。
And then I made a decision.
就是我不看下去。
And I will not continue to watching.
那么呢，其实呢，我第一个反应就是，那么就把这个东西丢掉了。
And the first reaction is I just throw it away.
然后我就觉得，哎呀，这个很浪费，花了$40在 Amazon 里面买的。
Then I felt that this is a waste. It cost me $40 to buy it.
但是呢，我觉得。圣经说不可偷盗嘛，所以我的确就是要遵守。
And but I felt that God, the Bible teaches us you shall not steal, so I think I should obey God.
但是你知道，当你遵守神的诫命的时候，神会给。
And you know when you are willing to obey God's command, God will grant you wisdom.
我就想到，倒不如问一问 Amazon， 可不可以把这个 DVD 退回去呢？
Then I suddenly have this idea, and maybe I should ask Amazon.com. I should. But whether you have the ability to obey God's command, it's all from God's, the Holy Spirit's power.
那么圣灵怎么去帮助你？
But how the Holy Spirit help you to obey God's command?
很多时候他就是提醒你，你有没有犯罪。
And oftentimes he will remind you whether you are guilty.
如果你立刻的回应的时候，神会慢慢的开一条路，让你有能力去。
If you respond to God immediately that you do not want to sin against Him, and you want to obey His command, He will open a way for you. Let us pray. Steal from others.
求主给我们力量，从这些事情上面能够改过来。
We ask God give us the strength that we can repent from all those wrongdoings.
因为当我们遵守神的命令的时候，我们就在这个黑暗的世界里面成为一个明灯。
Because when we obey God's command, we will be the light in this dark world.
不但只得到人家的称赞，也得到神的称赞。
Not only we have praises from other people, but most importantly, we have praises from God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.